Got a good bit of scripture I'm going to read this morning, and I want to look at the story of Lazarus a little bit different than I've ever looked at it before. The Lord gave me this message, and I preached it up in Indiana the first time I ever preached it. I don't like doing that in camp meetings and revivals. Most time, the things I preach in camp meetings and revivals are the services I preach here on Wednesday nights. But you just pray for us and listen to the Spirit of God. Listen to the Spirit of God. If you got a need today, God's got it. Amen. John chapter 11, verse 1. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Now, a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, him thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, God might be glorified. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard that, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Go to verse 14. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Go to verse 30. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house, and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore again groaning in himself cometh into the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he'd been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. When he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. Let's pray. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask your hand to be upon us right now, God. God, I pray, God, you would help me as I preach for just a little while, God, to be able to, Lord, to expound like you wanted expounded. God, I pray right now, Lord, you would touch hearts, God. God, I pray right now, Lord, you would move in this service. Lord, if there's one, Lord, that's got a need, God, help them to realize that today is the day of salvation, God. Lord, there's help on this altar. And whatever's done today, we'll make sure you get all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Is this mic cutting out, Jamie? Turn on the blue one. Amen. Now, hallelujah. All right. In this passage of Scripture, most of us know this passage of Scripture by heart. We've heard it preached many, many, many times, and I've preached it many, many, many times. But there's just a few things I want to show you in this message. Number one, someone was sick in this message. Now, think about this. All these people say that when you're a Christian, you're not going to get sick. When you're a Christian, everything's going to be fine. You're going to drive a Cadillac and everything's going to be all right. That's a lie of the devil. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. The Bible says that this was a man that Jesus loved, and this was a man that loved Jesus. Now, I'm telling you right now, I love Jesus. Amen. I know all these folks love Jesus. And just kind of give you a good example. We got a young man coming on our deacon board, Brother Clint, just last week or so. Sister Megan was sick. I believe Sister Megan loves the Lord with all her heart. I believe Brother Clint loves the Lord with all. And she still got sick. Yeah. So if you listen to them idiots on TV, that's right, I said it. If you listen to them people on TV that tell you you ain't going to ever get sick and you just send me a little bit of money and everything will be all right, let me go and tell you, you need to turn them nuts off. The Bible proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that, hey, the Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. That means we all going to get it. Hey, I had problems before I got saved. I got problems since I got saved. We'll continue to have problems until Jesus comes back and gets us. But the Bible says that somebody that Jesus loved was sick. The Bible also goes on to say that somebody that Jesus loved sent somebody to get Jesus. Amen. Understand something. There is help if you need it. They didn't send for the doctor. They didn't send for the lawyer. They didn't send for the soothsayer. They sent for Jesus. You got to understand, these people knew who Jesus was. And if you study this out, Brother David, I think this is probably the last miracle that Jesus actually did before he started going into Jerusalem for the Passion Week. So Mary, Martha, and Lazarus had already seen Jesus raise the dead. They had already seen Jesus heal raise the dead for the widow of Nain. They had already seen Jesus heal the blind. They had already seen Jesus heal the lepers. They knew that Jesus could take care of the need. Amen. They sent for Jesus. When's the last time you got a hold of Jesus? Think about that. When's the last time you really got a hold of Jesus? Don't you know Jesus loves you? Wes, don't you know Jesus loves you? But you know what? I read in this story, Matt, and I see it seemed like Jesus didn't care. Jesus said, Alan, I kind of think, you know, sometimes when I pray to Jesus, I want Jesus to say, hold on a minute. Let's stop heaven. I got a need right there. It was almost like Jesus said, now listen, this sickness ain't unto death. And then the Bible says that Jesus waited 2 days. You ever felt like that? You ever felt like everybody else was getting what they needed, Matt, and you didn't get what you needed? You ever felt like Tony was being blessed, but the Lord just kind of skipped over, and David was being blessed, and Larry didn't get what he needed? It seemed like Jesus didn't care. And the problem is, if you're not careful, you'll pray and you'll pray and you'll pray, and it seems like nothing's happening. But you got to understand something. Just because you on that end and it don't look like nothing's going on, just because they didn't have radar, they didn't have cell phones, I'm telling you right now, Jesus already had a plan. It might have seemed like he didn't care, but you got to understand. Understand something. Jesus was already on the way, amen. And I don't know what you're facing this morning. I don't know what you're going through this morning. But I'm going to tell you, Jesus has got a plan. And it don't seem like Jesus cares. He loves you, and he's got a plan for you. He's working all things for his good, amen. Now, here's where some of us ain't going to like it. Verse 15. Ronnie, Jesus said, I'm glad I ain't there. He's dead, and I'm glad I ain't there for your sake. Brother Tony, what he said, I'm waiting for your sake. I'm doing this for you. See, if Jesus came down and just took care of every need, Brother Ed, that you always had, you wouldn't have, you'd just say, well, I'm just going to pray a little bit. I ain't going to need no faith because Jesus is going to take care of it. Sometimes he wants you to be serious. Sometimes he wants you to get in touch with him. Sometimes they got to be a little groaning. Sometimes they need to be a little bit of tears with those prayers. Sometimes you and I got to understand something. He is waiting for your sake. He is waiting so that you'll know he's working something for your good and for his good. And understand something. Have you ever noticed that when you really prayed about something and it was real tough and you prayed and you prayed and you prayed and when it finally come through, David, you was a better Christian. That increases our faith. That increases our faith. Understand something. He said, I'm doing this for your sake. And then Jesus shows up. Business always picks up when Jesus shows up, amen. Jesus comes and Martha runs out to him, Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother had not died. Jesus said, Jesus basically tells her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me shall not die. She said, Lord, I know there's going to be a resurrection. And she was already looking past. She had already given up, Matt. She had already given up on Lazarus. Lord, I know he's going to rise at the resurrection. She just didn't realize that the resurrection had just walked up to her, amen. She didn't realize that the one that's got power over life and death had just walked up to her. Mary comes running. Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother hadn't have died. Where have you laid him? I preached this here several years ago. Basically what Jesus was saying right there, show me where you gave up. Show me where you gave up. Show me where your faith died. Because I'm just going to go ahead and tell y'all, dead is dead. And it don't get much worse than dead. Somebody say amen right there. When you die, hello. Show me where you gave up. Show me where you gave up on your prayers. Show me where you gave up on your lost loved one. Show me where you gave up on getting your prayers answered. Show me where you gave up on getting saved. Show me where you gave up on this. Show me where you gave up on that. That's what Jesus, show me where's the body? They said, Lord, come and see. Jesus said, take away the stone. Some of y'all need to move some stones this morning. Some of y'all are blocking your own blessing. Some of y'all are stopping your own miracle. Some of y'all are they said, Lord, don't take away the stone, Lord. He stinks. Oh, yeah, you don't want the stone removed because you got to admit that you stink. You don't want the stone removed because you got to admit that there's something wrong on your side. You don't want the stone removed because you got to admit, hey, if I move the stone, everybody's going to know what's going on in my life. Everybody's going to know that well, guess what? We all stink. We all stink. Jesus said, take away the stone. And the Bible says, Wes, they moved the stone out of the way. Jesus steps up, and I like what the old preacher Matt said. He said if he hadn't called Lazarus' name Dale, everybody would have got up. It wasn't that time yet. One of these days, Jesus is going to stand forth and say, come forth, and we all getting up, amen. It wasn't that day yet. He said, Lazarus, come forth. Now let me read. I want to read it for y'all one more time. And he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. All right, here's the whole message right now. Probably ain't going to take 10 minutes. Lazarus got up. In spite of being dead, Lazarus got up. Hey, some of y'all ain't getting this. It don't get much worse than being dead, but Lazarus still got up, amen. Brother Melvin, it don't get no worse than being dead, but somehow Lazarus got up. Oh, Jesus called his name. Jesus is calling your name this morning too. Lazarus got up, even though, Brother Tony, the Bible says he was bound hand and foot with the grave clothes, he still got up. Even though the Bible says he was bound around his face with a napkin, he still got up. Even though he was in a dark place, even though he was in a place surrounded by death and agony, he still got up. Some of y'all need to understand something this morning. Some of y'all need to get up this morning. Even though you're in a dark place, you still need to get up. Even though you feel like you're dead, you still need to get up. Even though you feel like you're bound hand and foot, you still need to get up. All you got to do is get up when he calls you and get up and try to make your way. Hey, he couldn't run. He couldn't. Brother David, I kind of see him bound hand and foot, maybe just inching just a little bit. Can't you imagine as the suspense builds up and all of a sudden they're looking in a dark hole and all of a sudden they see something moving. They said, he's moving in there. He got up. He got up. I remember a time when I was in depression. I remember a time when I was depressed. I remember a time when I was down. I remember a time when I was surrounded by death and agony. I remember a time when I couldn't speak, when I couldn't do it. But glory to God, it called my name, and I got up anyhow. Somebody needs to get up this morning. Somebody needs to get up this morning. Preacher, you don't know what I'm going through. Get up. Preacher, you don't know how bad it is in my house. Well, get up. You don't know what kind of depression I'm in. Well, get up. You don't know where I'm at, preacher. Well, get up. Jesus does. Jesus does. Some of y'all need to take Jesus to the place where you give up. Some of y'all need to take Jesus to the place where you gave in. Some of y'all need to take Jesus to the place where you feel like it died. Some of y'all need to take Jesus to the place where you feel like you got bound hand and foot. Some of y'all need to take Jesus to that place where it's dark and damp and nobody cares and you're surrounded. Some of y'all just need to say, hey, Jesus, here it is right here. This is what I need right here, Jesus. I need you to touch this and just get up. All right, I want my deacons come up. Yeah, get on the stage. Brother Tommy, come to this side. And I'm going to show you something. Going to mess up some of y'all's theology. Lazarus got up. Amen? We can all agree on. If you know Lazarus got up, say amen. Lazarus made his way to Jesus. He got up and made his way to Jesus. And when they could see him, what did Jesus say? Loose him and let him go. Sometimes you need help. Now, these guys right here on this stage, I'm telling you right now, I got all confidence in the world in them. Brother Robert, Brother Tony, Brother Skip, Brother David, Brother Tommy, if you need somebody to pray for you, you need somebody to help you get turned loose this morning, you come get one of these guys by the hand. You ain't got to tell everybody in this church. You ain't got to tell them. You just tell them, I need you to help pray for me. I got a need. I got something that's been bothering me. I got something that's been binding me. I got something that's been holding me down. I got something that's been aggravating me. Maybe it's the thorn in the flesh. Maybe it's the devil. I don't know what it is. I'm just telling you, if you just get up this morning, if you get up this morning, somebody can help you get turned loose. Amen. Somebody can help you with your need. Jesus is calling your name this morning. Jesus is calling your name this morning. He's calling your name this morning. Get up. Come forth. And I'm telling you right now, if you'll just believe what the Bible says, you can get help this morning. Y'all guys come down here up front. Gavin, Libby, y'all come on back. I want you to bow your heads. Nobody looking around. Bow your heads. Everybody pray. If you're here this morning, you say, preacher, I got a need. Preacher, I got a need. Just lift your hands. I'm not.